Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of The Diamond Necklace and Other Stories by Guy de Maupassant, narrated by George Guidel. These stories were originally published between 1880 and 1888. This recording is copyrighted 1995 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Guy de Maupassant was born on August 5, 1850, son of a Paris stockbroker with a moderate fortune. He was a well-educated young man who divided his time between rowing expeditions and attending the literary gatherings at the house of an old friend of his mother's, Gustave Flaubert. Maupassant rarely shared in the literary discussions, and upon those who met him there, Turgenev, Alphonse Daudet, Zola, he left the impression of a simple young athlete. Even Flaubert, to whom he submitted some sketches, was not greatly struck by his talent, though he encouraged the young man to persevere. In 1880, Maupassant made his first contribution to a collection of short stories by Zola, Huysmans, and others, and in Boule de Suif revealed himself to his amazed collaborators and the public to be a master of the short story form, an instance rare in literary history of a writer beginning with a masterpiece. And now, Boule de Suif.
For several days in succession, fragments of a defeated army had passed through the town. They were mere disorganized bands, not disciplined forces. The men wore long, dirty beards and tattered uniforms. They advanced in listless fashion, without a flag, without a leader. All seemed exhausted, worn out, incapable of thought or resolve, marching onward merely by force of habit, and dropping to the ground with fatigue the moment they halted. One saw, in particular, many enlisted men, peaceful citizens, men who lived quietly on their income, bending beneath the weight of their rifles, and little active volunteers, easily frightened but full of enthusiasm, as eager to attack as they were ready to take to flight. And amid these, a sprinkling of red-breeched soldiers, the pitiful remnant of a division cut down in a great battle. Somber artillerymen, side by side with nondescript foot soldiers. And here and there, the gleaming helmet of a heavy-footed dragoon, who had difficulty in keeping up with the quicker pace of the soldiers of a line.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?